Well, when we see a person in need, you know, natural to try to help that person, right?
Sure.
However, this request is a little bit unique. I saw this on Louisville's Reddit page. It's a guy, and I feel like we've talked about this guy before.
Okay.
In our years on this show. He's standing there around Outer Loop, Shepherdsville Road, with a sign that says, "No girlfriend, help."
We have, yeah, we've talked about him before.
He's...
That was a while ago.
Still not found a girlfriend or a wife.
Wow.
Yet.
Did the first effort lead to anything? Like, did he have a girlfriend, now they've broken up, and he's like, well, it worked the first time, I'm going to do it again?
Don't know this guy's deal. Don't know his situation.
Or what he's looking for?
Yeah, he's kind of standing there on the corner.
Yeah.
With a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
And the sign, "No girlfriend, please help."
Does he think that someone driving by is just going to pull over and be like, I volunteer for the position?
Yeah, I don't know if he's looking for someone. And I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, he was already hooked up with someone, but he wanted someone else.
Oh, plot twist.
Well, if this is the same character that we were talking about or thinking about from the past, where he seems to be roaming around the Outer Loop area with the sign. Some people say spare change. Some people have signs that say hungry, please help.
Sure.
Some say vet, you know, anything can help. You know,
he's just like, nope.
He says,
looking for
a good woman. I'm good with all that. I need a girlfriend or a wife. Please help.
Okay. Like, but how do we know what he's looking for? It seems like he's keeping the field wide open right now.
Yeah.
You have a heartbeat. You're a girl. You're my type.
Yeah. And you're a female.
I am.
Is such a bold display, is this an attraction?
No.
Or is this almost looking like you're desperate?
That's the one.
Okay. That's kind of what
I
was thinking too.
That's my opinion. I don't feel special.
You're just like...
I want to be approached because you like me.
Right.
And the way that I look, my vibe, all the things.
Right.
But if you're just...
Putting it out there for the world.
It's too wide of a net.
I need
my taste.
I need it zeroed in on me
specifically.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think
I'd like to think that you're pursuing me because you like
you saw something
what
in
I've
me.
Got going on.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not just I happen to have a heartbeat and I answered an ad on a sign.
Correct. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be the recipe for finding his soulmate. I think he'd do better on a dating app because then he can put out what he's looking for. And then narrow it down, like make the net smaller. Yeah, that's
no girlfriend.
Yeah.
Please help.
Okay.
Well, we're hoping for you, dude.
I mean, I like that he's trying to think outside the box.
You're right. Maybe he has been burned by those dating apps and he's
perhaps
thinking, you know what? I'm going to do IRL.
Right.
And
like, this is me.
Yep. Find someone in real life.
I'm interested.
Here's me. This is his John Cusack say anything moment where he's standing there holding a boombox. This is a very dated reference to an old movie.
Yep.
But yes, it's like he's standing there saying, this is me.
But he doesn't even have a boombox.
He doesn't have a boombox.
Like, if you're going to play me tunes. At least I'll know, like, what kind of music you're into. That's a start to see if we're compatible.
All right. Well, hopefully this guy will find what he's looking for. And I don't know if, you know, it is the start of a love story where you say, hey, kids, let me tell you how you and your father or your father and I
it's
met.
It's a cute story. I feel like maybe to be a little bit more successful with this method, we add some criteria.
How did you meet Dad again?
For.
Well, I drove by.
He was standing on the side
by,
of the road holding a sign saying, I don't have a girlfriend.
So I said, hey, can I apply?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I feel like let's if you want to stick with this, Let's add some things to the sign. What you're looking for.
Right.
I like blondes or brunette, or maybe we don't, that doesn't matter. Maybe I like you to be funny.
Kelly, sounds like it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, let's have him though. Let's narrow it down. Like if we're just walking into the toy store, what aisle are you going to?
As a texter commented on our text line, John says, remember, every garbage can has a lid.
Correct. Yes.
That is a good analogy.
Got to find the right fit.
All right. Well, hopefully we can help this guy out.
Yeah, I would suggest add some more things to the sign. Let us know what you're looking for, my dude. So you'll know what kind of ladies need to approach you.
All right, you can see it on Reddit, the Louisville Reddit thread. But yeah, we're trying to see what this guy's deal is. Needs a girlfriend, needs a wife, outer loop area.
I like the idea behind it. Just feel like he'll be more successful if we add a few details as to what you might like to find. What's your idea of a perfect date?
Sometimes it's hard to put that in
You can do front and back.
A sign.
Front and back. Just kind of keep flipping it.
All right.